Talking of Canberra, and he's got the base there as well as Goulburn, Keith Dryden. Good morning to you, Keith.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you. I know I was in Canberra yesterday. Keith, I know you've got a big function coming up this week coming up.
Yeah, we're just having a luncheon with Laurel Oak Thoroughbreds and Capital Racing. We've been together 30 years. I've trained for them 30 years now. So we decided to have a lunch with a few people, and it's grown to giant proportions.
Yeah, you got a few going, which is fantastic. Is it a leading trainer going?
Yeah, I believe so, yes.
I better give it up, otherwise people will say, I was hearing that Chris Waller was going, but we'll wait and see. He's got a big week ahead, but no, we wish you the best with the luncheon. Ron.
Keith, are you happy to bring these two horses down today on a heavy eight track?
Well, I am, Ron, because firstly, we don't know if they can handle it or not handle it. And experience has taught me over the years that, some do, some don't. I had one horse, I scratched him eight times, took him to Sydney on a wet track, and he won by six lengths. Mm. So, I think you've got to try them and see how they're going. And they're both ready to run nice races.
Well, it must be good to be able to be competing in these highways again. It just puts a bit of guts back into them.
Yeah, most certainly. And it's great for the owners because 80% of my owners are all New South Wales people. So it lets them compete at the city level again with probably not as the top quality horses, but it's a great thrill for them to go.
This horse handled the truth. He talk about Laurel Oak. I think they're in him. He's only a three-year-old, but he does seem to have his fair share of talent.
Yeah, he's a nice horse. I think he's a bit new just yet. But, he's been one of those horses, just took a little bit to come to it. But he's got all the attributes. He can put himself where he wants to, and he's got pace, and he seems to have the stamina. At the end of a long preparation last time in the Black Opal, he only got beaten 3.6, and I think he'd had about two or three barrier trials and two or three runs before he went into it, so he'd had enough, really.
Yeah, okay. So you're quite comfortable that he's going to run 1,200 out?
Yeah, I think so. I think he'll run the 1,200. My only concern is there's been a long gap between runs, and that was only looking for a suitable race for him to get to because they didn't miss him with the weight in the country, and it's just hard to place him then once they get up in those benchmark ratings.
Mm. Your other horse in the race is this mare, Eva Smith. She's won 3 of 8, so she's got a first share ability as well.
Yeah, she's a lovely little filly, and I think she's looking for the 1,200, whether she'll handle the wet or not. As I said, well, if you never try them, you never know. So,
no.
But she'll run well, I think.
How many of you and Scott got in work there at Canberra?
We've got 23 at Canberra, and we've got 12 at Goulburn.
Beautiful. All right, we'll look forward to seeing this pair here today.
Thanks very much.